my God, it's crazy.
How's the knee feeling, though?
Oh, it's great. Knee's great. Just treatment, but I plan on practicing today. I don't feel like it's going to, make me miss any time or anything moving forward.
Got us a bunch this week. You got Josh Norman, so all fired up about the matchup. And, you were unfazed in your interview with the Charlotte guys yesterday. How do you, take that when a guy is like, oh, I'm in love with Julio. I want to guard Julio.
I just told him, before they were saying so much about, Josh feels this way, feels that way, But, only Josh can answer those questions, I'm going to go out, this week like any other week. I'm going to go out there and I plan on, playing for four quarters and, giving it everything I have. Challenge who, Josh?
I know. Talk it up, man.
Every week is a challenge. Every week is a challenge. But I got to continue to do what I do, and it's all about being consistent. You can't be up and down.
The last time Patrick Peterson was the last guy to kind of challenge you, and that didn't go too well for him. You just try to keep your same approach with Josh this time?
Most definitely. I'm not a big talker. I'm not going to get into, a talking contest because, like I said before, talking never, done nothing for me. It's not going to make someone back down or run away.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about your style of play and how you come to play. So Sunday, we'll see.
What is his style compared to some of the other guys that you've gone against?
He's playing with a lot of confidence right now. Of course, he's on a 12-0 team. He's pressing guys now. He's being more physical at the line. And he's just sitting on a lot of things, because they got their front seven is very, very good. They put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So he has that ability to jump routes early because, nine times out of ten, they're putting pressure on the quarterback and the ball got to get out of his hand quick.
Do you, Dan was saying the other day, you mentioned to him you haven't had a touchdown catch in, I think the last 4 weeks or 1 month. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised by that? When you look back on it, are you surprised by that? And what's the reasoning? Obviously you're having a great year. But
yeah.
That seemed to be a little bit of a slump.
Yeah, that's been a long time. And I don't know, what's the cause of that. I don't keep up with it. When guys are making big plays and, a couple weeks we've been in games, so it wasn't like, we was missing a touchdown from me, because we was always there towards the end. So it was like, but I never looked at it and it never dawned on me until you just, brought it up.
Do you remember your last touchdown catch?
No, I don't really. No, I don't. I mean, if you ask me, do I remember the last catch I had over 10 yards, I really don't know. I can't tell you. I just try to just do my job.
You talked about y'all working on the jump balls in the red zone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How is that coming this week? Are you hoping you can help with the red zone problems this week?
Like I said before, we have those plays in. We have the ability to call those plays, but, the defense haven't been giving us those looks. They've been cheating safeties over or whatnot. So it's hard to call those plays into that coverage.
But early on, they moved you in the backfield against Dallas, moved you around a little bit. Can y'all get back to some of that creative stuff to get you free?
I don't know. It's definitely up. It's in the playbook. All the guys know, as far as what we have to do to execute those plays.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just whatever the defense give us. Playing these games, especially Carolina, Tampa, they kind of know us, and they know, and we know them. So it's just like we just got to line up, we got to out-hit them, and, we got to play for four quarters.
Does it get frustrating when you go on a stretch like this without scoring? And is there anything you can do to, try to emphasize it or anything? I mean, I'm sure they can't go in and just say, we're going to, next time we get within 30 yards of the end zone, we're going to go to Julio.
No, I don't. I don't get frustrated at all. The kids being positive. You can't be negative. because, I mean, bad stuff is going to happen. You're not going to get the outcomes you want, you know, but everybody, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people looking at me, seeing my facial expressions, seeing if I'm giving effort out there on the field, and I'm going to do that every play. I'm going to give effort, you know, and I'm going to try my best. If we keep doing what we're doing, and if I keep working hard, I mean, I'll eventually score again, start scoring.
And one other thing, too, I was asking Dan, we're kind of doing a joke. Do you think receivers, you know, you got you and Roddy here and some guys around the league, you see receivers, you know, getting really involved in the blocking. And is that the fact you maybe receivers are more willing to do that? And some of you guys are pretty big, you know, might have been tight ends 20 years ago.
Right.
You enjoy blocking and just – a little bit. Why? Discuss about being in the blocking game and being willing to do that instead of just out there catching passes.
Yes, most definitely. We're very active in the blocking game, you know, because we love our running back. You know, you don't want someone to have a free hit on your brother. And also, if it springs someone for a big play, a big run, I mean, it's going to open you up in the passing game. So it's like it's a win-win.
Do you ever find guys, when you lay a good block on them, almost a little surprise on the defensive side when you know, I mean, you ever notice that reaction from them when you do it?
I wouldn't say they're surprised. They just keep their head on a swivel, you know, from then on. You know, they're looking for you. So it's like it's kind of getting them out of position. You know, they're looking for you instead of coming down into the box, you know, to fit the run. So.